Hello, ladies, and welcome to the Bonjourous Podcast. I'm glad we are here back again. So today we'll talk about three steps that could actually increase your chances of getting the right job for you. We've all been there. Some of us still are. Understanding how to get a job can be difficult at times. During a job search, it's common to feel as if your applications are going down the drain. I totally feel you. Not hearing back from potential employers is quite frustrating. The truth is that there are real people on the other end of the line. They are frequently sorting through a large number of applications each day, hoping to narrow down the candidates who best meet their requirements. Once you've found jobs you want to apply for, one of your main goals as a job seeker is to demonstrate to potential employers why you're a good fit for the position. It's difficult to know what will make you stand out and increase your chances of getting a job, though. So let's take a close look at things successful applicants do when applying for jobs. These steps will significantly increase your chances of receiving a positive response from employers. So let's have a look at the three steps to find the right job for you. The first step is: be picky about the jobs you apply for. The most important thing you can do in your job search is to carefully evaluate each position you apply for. Seriously! So many people send their resumes everywhere, they don't even read the job requirements. When you come across a job posting that you like, ask yourself if it's a job you're qualified for and want to do. When you're in the middle of a job search, it may appear that applying for as many jobs as possible will increase your chances of getting a job. No. Do not apply for every job. Otherwise, you'll be less likely to receive positive responses from employers. You'll waste your time and the recruiters will waste theirs. The takeaway is that the optimal number of jobs to apply for will differ for each individual. Instead of focusing on the number of applications you submit, focus your efforts on carefully screening each job so you can craft high-quality applications. Also, don't forget to take note of any application instructions. And before you submit your responses, double-check them. Pay attention to orthographic mistakes. They could kill your application right out of the bat. You might think that this is too time-consuming. But while this approach may require more time upfront, it has the potential to shorten your overall job search. Remember, ladies, you are submitting excellent applications that employers are more likely to respond to. And do you remember all those applications sent in bulk from other candidates? You guessed right. They'll actually help your application to stand out. Now comes the second step. Organize your job search. The most successful job seekers are disciplined in their search for a new opportunity. You'll need to set aside enough time and work through it step by step. To help you, we created an awesome spreadsheet that you can download in our blog. The spreadsheet is free and interactive. It has all the features you need to keep your job search super organized. And it's super easy to use. Remember that your goal is to make it as simple as possible for prospective employers to say yes to your job application. By putting these habits into action, you can improve your chances of progressing to the next level. The third and last step is: keep learning. Never let your resume become stale. Nowadays, everything evolves so quickly. New careers are created and obliterated in the blink of an eye. So ladies, always be up to date on the technological revolutions that affect your industry and pay close attention to the new paradigms. Do not be satisfied with the training offered by your company. Unless you work at a super startup or a top corporation, odds are that the efforts to upskill their employees are not enough. Don't forget that promising young people graduate from top business schools every year. I'm not saying this to cause panic, but it's a reality. To remain competitive, you must be responsible for your own professional advancement. Never allow yourself to be comfortable. Let's keep growing, ladies, So, make sure your skills are always up to date. One of the most beautiful things is being a lifetime learner. And your brain also benefits from constant learning. So best of luck in your job search. Remember, you have a lot to offer. Then make sure you can effectively transmit this message out there. So that's it for today. I hope you loved this episode, and I also hope it was useful for you. Please remember to share it with others. See you in the next episode, ladies. And keep strong and fabulous.